gifted to be carried.
Right. Right.
See,
right.
We are either get kicked to move.
Yes.
Or we get attracted to move.
Right.
It's one of those two things.
Right.
If the alarm clock goes off, that means I'm getting kicked to get out of bed.
Right, right, right.
But if I'm excited to do a new painting or to write something or to meet somebody or whatever, then I'm following a different way than getting a kick on the butt.
Right.
So what is he's really referring to is that we gotta just allow this thing to allow that to be. Don't get annoyed when something goes wrong. Accept it as a part of the process.
Right. And even if, like for me, I refer to the hero's journey as sometimes I'll tell Dana, oh, we're having a belly of the whale moment. Okay. What do you do? So there's kind of like a guidebook. Here's what you do in the belly. In the belly of the whale, don't resist it. In the belly of the whale, I've learned that I don't want to live in the belly of the whale forever. However, when I find myself having a dark night of the soul, what I've learned is if I accept, let me just go deep in myself. Let me drop in and not be necessarily outside in party girl mode, but I'm going to go into a deep introspection and just follow where this energy is leading me. By the time I get in there, there is bliss in the belly of that whale. So much so that I don't want the phone to ring. I don't want any appointments. I want to be there. And that's when the whale says, okay, we're done with you. And then the whale spits me out. And I'm like, oh, but I wasn't done. I wanted more. I wanted more quiet time. But so most people hate the belly of the whale. And I'm like saying, no. Love that belly. Love that whale. Love that innermost cave. Sometimes the belly of the whale is referred to as the innermost cave. But each stage is important. You can't just always be in butterfly mode with your fabulous wings forever and ever. Sometimes you need to be in the caterpillar. You need to be in the earth, under the ground, melting down, and where it doesn't look pretty on the outside, but that's where there's metamorphosis happening. Okay.
So the times that we say, I love something.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are times that it's not about loving or not liking or hating or any of that. It's about accepting.
Mm.
When I have a pain somewhere in my body, I'm not annoyed with it.
Right.
And I'm not excited about it. I'm accepting it that there is a pain and I am not going to get rid of it because that pain is a signal that is telling me something is not working properly.
Right. It's like getting mad at the oil gauge on your car. Like, oh, I don't like that red. Let's put tape over it and cover it up.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Instead of like, oh, pull over and get some oil in your car.
That's it. So, you know, we have to pay attention to accepting. Accept it. It's not about loving. It's not about hating. It's about accepting. We got to accept the pain and accept the pleasure. We cannot get excited about pain or excited about pleasure, or we cannot hate it, this or that. We just have to accept it.
But when I'm with you, there's something about like destruction and even, what was that word, about limitation. When I say limitation now, I imagine you, because Say the word limitation.
Limitation?
Yeah. Look at the way he says it. Like, it's such a word that most people are like, oh, I hate limitation. It's like a prison. It sucks. Let's get rid of it. Let's break it down. Rasuli says it with a twinkle in his eye that's like, it's almost like my grandma when she looks at the last page, like, it's like you can, there's something that I learned from your aura that does teach me to not just tolerate things that normally I would have a hard time with, but to accept, and then even take it sometimes a step further, which is to celebrate those things, to celebrate limitation, to celebrate destruction. And maybe I'm not going to celebrate if I hit my toe and it hurts. I don't know, but maybe I can.
Yeah, but you know what? In my Sufi training that I went through as a child, I learned to celebrate accomplishments. See, we never celebrated birthdays or occasions or any of these type of things. We only celebrated when we accomplished something.
Mm.
Now, in order for you to accomplish something is when you accept whatever is coming your way.
Mm.
See, when I'm painting, if all of a sudden paint drips in there, I accept it. I'm not going to get annoyed.
Right.
I painted this face and whatever it is for such a long time, and all of a sudden paint runs on top of that. And I say, wow, that's interesting. I accept it. Instead of getting annoyed, I accept it, and I begin to play around with that.
Mm.
Because I know that something is coming. Follow your bliss. This is really something is coming that you need to connect with. So limitation is not what we begin with.
Right.
Limitation is where we put at the finish. So when I paint from the center of the canvas. I have no connection with the edges of the canvas. I don't stand back and look at that and do, you know, these connections in there. I just begin in the center of the canvas and I start painting and then expand. At some point, I put a limitation, I put a limit into my canvas. And it's interesting, when you look at my paintings, you see where I'm putting the limits. Suddenly, they get darker in here. They fade into darkness, or they fade into light.
Mm.
Darkness and light are the limitations that I impose on my canvas when I get in, when I'm getting to feel like, okay, I'm satisfied with what I've done. I did that with architecture, and I became very successful in architecture because usually, in order for you to design something, you need to know about the constraints that you're dealing with, the limitations that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're designing a building, you know, the setbacks, you gotta go all of these distances, all of that that you're dealing with. Now, I didn't do any of these. I have no interest in, just like I'm painting, I have no interest in beginning with limitation. I much rather begin with the center. So all of a sudden, I would decide that I want to make a building that looks like some lips. Some lips wanting to kiss. I want to do a building that looks like that, okay?
Wow.
So I begin with making these lips to kiss, okay?
Whoa.
And I do this, and now my challenge is to adjust that into the limitation that is imposed on me. So whatever I create, it becomes unique. But if I went the other way around, beginning with the limitations, then whatever I do is like everybody else that does it.
There are some friends of mine that studied with you that were very successful architects and designers, and very successful, and then they met you, and you threw such a curveball their way, and they were like, what? Oh my God, everything got scrambled and turned upside down because they realized that they were starting with the limitations and then getting as creative as they could within it. And they've changed everything. They've turned it all inside out, starting like just as you said, and their business has completely taken off, so much more successful. And they're so grateful to me to introducing them to you.
I'm going
to
tell you that you just told me, and I remember them.
Yes.
They're a couple.
Yes.
They were Stan in LA. They were designers.
Yes.
I remember.
Yeah.
And they moved to Washington or somewhere, Oregon or Washington.
Yeah.
I had a retreat, a 3-day retreat, painting retreat, last March. Both came in there with some other people, and they told everybody that They were designers, and what I discussed with them changed their design approach.
Yeah.
And they are extremely successful now.
Way more. Yes. They were already successful, and now it's taken it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
And that, and it was scary. I know Tricia was like, no, this is how it has to be. And it's so, this principle, this is not just to live a more creative life, but it's got practical implications and maybe financial implications.